לאישור, חלק בייס שין דלד, in the middle. קשה לנו להבין לשנו של החבויס הלבבויס בתוכחו בסי ספרוי. It's difficult to understand what the חבויס הלבבויס means. Not that the words are difficult, but his intent in the תוכחו at the end of the book. נפשי שהייתי ברחובויס תבוא נסייך. He calls his soul to wander, to travel around through its understanding. וסייבי בחדרי חויך מסייך. Turn around and travel through the chambers of wisdom. ובוי עד התכונס בניין מסקיסייך. And come to the building, asher ba'afo yesodei, the building in which you dwell, which is rooted in soil, meaning the body. Halo yoguf nim'as ufiger muvas, it's a repulsive body, it is a carcass, kerutz mima'alyan nirpash, it's made from a muddy spring, u'makor moshchas, from a source which is corrupted, banui mitipas rucha, constructed from a drop which is disintegrating, etc. הרי בשער בחינה, if you look early in חובוס לבבויס, הוא מעמיד היסנו על החוכמה העמוקה המזכלה בעברי ותנאי סגוף. The חובוס לבבויס waxes about the deep wisdom which is revealed in the limbs of the body and its motions and its abilities. ואיך הוא משפיל כאן סגוף עד אפר? How can he denigrate the body over here? All the way down the bituim koi charefim with such sharp expressions. Hen emes anachnu rechokim oed bemunah choshis boilam haba. The truth is that we are very distant from possessing a tangible emunah in olam haba. V'zeh mipnei she'anu shekoim kol kach bebinyan hayaguf shelanu. It is because we are so immersed, so involved in building our physical lives. Im yishalo yisanu, if we were to be asked, הרי אתה מורכב מגוף ונפש. You are composed of body and soul. עם מי משניהם אתה מזדהה? With which of those do you identify? כלומר, איפה אתה מרגיש עיקר החיוס שלך? Where do you sense the essence of your life? הרי כל אחד מאיתנו, each one of us, אם אמיתי או if he's truthful, מוכרח לומר שמזדהה לגמרי עם הגוף, would be compelled to answer that he identifies completely with his body. והנה ברור הוא, it follows, it is clear, כי מתוך הזדהות עם הגוף, from a sense of identity with one's body, לא יתוכל לצבוח אמונה חושית בעולם הבא. One cannot then expect a tangible אמונה to sprout אמונה אל עולם הבא. הרי עולם הנשמויס הוא עולם רוחני, the world of נשמויס is a non-physical world, ורק הנפש תבוא לשם, it's only the soul that can go there. והמבט של החובס לבבויס בתוך החטוי, this paragraph above, this perspective of the chovos lebavois, who mabatoi shel mi shizdaha legamrei im hanefesh, is a perspective of one who identifies completely with his soul. Guf nim'as ufiger muvas, when he uses the terms a repulsive body, a carcass, kach mistakel es hanefesh meolam haba al haguf hanirkav bakever. That's the perspective of the nefesh gazing from olam haba upon the body rotting, disintegrating in the grave. החבויס אל הבבויס הגיע למבט זה כבר בחיים חיוסוי. He achieved this perspective while he was still alive. מה נעשה אנחנו שכל עסקנו בעניין הגוף? What are we to do? Seeing that we are involved completely in building physical things, satisfying physical desires, יהיה זה הדבר הראשון שנעשה למעשה. The first thing that we must do, למעשה, is this. נבחון את עצמנו במשך שבועיים, examine ourselves for 2 weeks. Ad kama toifes olam haba makom etzlenu. To what extent does olam haba have any role in our lives? Ve'im nivachach ladas ki ein olam haba shum mashmuz lechayenu. If we discover that olam haba has no meaning to our lives, neida az ad kama anu shekuim bechayei haguf, we will know then the extent to which you are immersed in chayei haguf uvevinyan olameinu hagashmi, in building our physical world. ובעולמנו הגשמי, even in a physical world, אפילו בעולם הטבעי איננו חיים, it's a physical world which is detached more and more from the natural world as technology advances, which is a main point of the author here. אין לנו פרה ותרנגולות. It's no longer what a generation or two ago lived with, where there was a cow in one's yard, in a meadow, and chickens running around, and there was a more tangible connection to the world of nature. Beitenu einu mukaf gina sheba megadlim yirakos ve'atzei peri. Our homes are not surrounded by a plot in which there are fruit trees, vegetable patches. Noif nehedar kinir'eu, ein omer lanu klum, when we see a beautiful vista, beautiful view, it often doesn't say anything. The essence is just to take a photo. The author is speaking when cameras were scarce and expensive and people hesitated before taking a photo. He knew nothing of the endless digital photography where you can just pick up your phone and take photos. So everything is going to say now until the end of this vad is immensely prescient. The causes, the issues he's discussing now are far, far worse than when he wrote these words 40, 50 years ago. The Ikar B'Yamein is just to take the photo, not to experience the view, but to take the photograph. Even a chupa, a bris milah, are no longer such a deep experience. The main thing is to emerge with a beautiful photo album, not so much the deep and spiritual experience. We live with machines. Again, it's much more so. We live with gadgets. The extent to which this increasing technology destroys one's inner world, nobody has bothered to research. The truth is, it has been researched, very much so. There are many sociologists, psychologists who do research the effects of all of these gadgets on one's life. Immersion in gadgets, in telephones, in internet, etc. And the results are not encouraging. When a person has all these gadgets, it expands one's sense of I. As long as people lived with nature, which is close, again, when people had hens in their yard and geese running around and izim, in the backyard. People lived a little bit with teva. Once in a while, a person would still sense that he depends on heavenly blessings. Shiyeh geshen, there must be rain. That his cow and that his hens should be healthy. That his goat should produce something. When a person's life is saturated with technology, hakol talui b'tiv mechones. There's an illusion that it all depends on that. It all depends on kuichiv oitzim yadi. One depends on and relies on one's apps. Tzuras ha'chaim ha'modernim, this way of life, this modern way of life, marchika yisanu ad me'oid me'atefisa shel olam ruchani. It distances us very much from this conception of a spiritual world she'en bo elei nefesh bilvad, in which only the soul exists. Va'afilu ha'seichel enu melaveh yisanu l'sham. Even the mind doesn't accompany us there. It's just the soul without the mind. This is what Rav Tzvi Breide said, the son-in-law of the Alter Mikelm. The seichel is an instrument that we receive while in olam hazeh, in order to bring its knowledge to the heart. He doesn't have the seichel. He has whatever he managed to accomplish by taking what he did with his seichel and inserting it into his heart. The Torah, the emunah, the midos tovos that he managed to bring into his heart and be koine. The aphorism says, binyan haguf chorban hanefesh. The more one devotes to building the physical, the more one destroys the spiritual. To forego use of machines, technology, gadgets, one cannot. It's not possible. We live with the world, how it is, and with the bodies, and etc. However, the love for that, the love for the world and the gadgets and the body, that's what the trouble is. As long as that love saturates our lives, we won't be able to make room in our lives for Ilam Abba. Me'atah, after these 2 weeks of examining, aleinu lislamed lachnis es olam haba l'sechayinu, what we have to do is try and practice bringing olam haba into our lives. V'neimar, what we need to say is, ein adam she'ne choshe midei pa'am al ha'mavis. Hopefully, there's no individual who doesn't once in a while think about death. Kim'at b'chol yom overes machshava daka al da'atinu. Almost every day, there's a subtle thought that passes through our mind. There's a rekes banu tipa mara. And this is an expression from Chazal. It throws a bitter drop at us. Aleinu lamus. We're going to die. למאמין ראוי לצרף למחשבה זה יש האמונה ברורה כי במוות איננו מפסיקים לזכם חס וחלילה. The מאמין has to connect that thought, that realization of his mortality with clear אמונה that upon death we do not cease to exist. כי חיי נחיה לנצח, we will endure forever. However, והנה היטיב הנצח תלו בזה. The quality of that eternity depends upon this. איך אנו חיים כאן בעולם? How are we living here in this world? על זה כוסב הראש, ברכוס חיים, סימן למד בייס, ראש רייץ, זכו יום המוות תמיד וצידה לדרך החיים. Remember the day of death constantly and prepare provisions. It comes together. זה יסמרס, what this means is אמונה ברורה בעולם הבא. When a person is a clear, tangible אמונה in העולם הבא, משנה את המבט על חיי עולם הזה. It changes one's perspective on his life here. It's obvious. מסחילים להביט על העולם הזה כפרוזדו הולך לעולם הבא. We start to adopt what the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says. We start to look at עולם הזה as transient. It's a passage leading to עולם הבא. והסכן עצמך והפרוזדו כדי שתיכנס לתכלין. And as the Mishnah goes to say, prepare yourself in the passageway so that you can enter the hall. כדי להסלמד בזה, in order to practice this, יש ללמוד היטב בשערי תשובה, בשער השני, הדרך השני והשישי. So one should learn well in שערי תשובה, in the second section of the Sefer, the second and sixth paths. המקום בתפילה להסבונן בזה. The particular places in תפילה, to examine this, to reflect, contemplate, ובא לציון, over there, בא לציון at the end, ביהי רצון שישמור חוקך. יהי רצון שישמור חוקך בעולם הזה, ונזכה, etc. That phrase is particularly suitable. ויש לו להשתדל בכל עוז, we should try and make an effort, להשרחק מאהבת העולם הזה, to distance ourselves from being besotted with העולם הזה, מהשעשוע בקנייניו, and from being amused with its little gadgets and things. זה דורש שימת לב תמידית. This demands constant attention. וכמעט אינו נתפס בהסלמדות במעשה קטן כפי דרכנו. It's almost impossible to attach it to a small exercise, which is our way. ראוי להסבנן בזה פעמיים ושלוש במשך השבוע. It's appropriate to reflect on this twice, three times during the week, בלימוד מוסר. As one learns מוסר. אך להיזהר שזכירס יום המיסה, but to be careful that our focus on remembering the day of death should not impinge upon our simchas hachaim, upon our joy in life. Ad kan.